This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The suspect in a mass shooting at a Colorado Springs nightclub will be tried on more than 320 charges, including hate crimes. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Defense attorneys said there wasn't enough evidence to prove Anderson Lee Aldrich committed a hate crime. They also brought up Aldrich's drug use and need for prescription medication to treat an array of mental health conditions. Prosecutors argued the shooter hated LGBTQ people and said Aldrich's mother forced her child to go to gay bars. They said that of the more than 50 bars near Aldrich's home, Club Q was the only one catering to LGBTQ people. The judge sided with prosecutors. An arraignment is scheduled for the end of May, pending a mental health evaluation. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers unveiled a slate of stricter gun bills at the Capitol today. The proposals include a waiting period for gun purchases and raising the age for buying certain guns to 21 years old. The bills are expected to be met with strong resistance by Republicans, but Democrats currently hold wide majorities in the Colorado House and Senate. Colorado child care centers and at-home providers can apply for money to improve the quality of their indoor air. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
State officials say there's a growing need for filtered indoor air as climate change brings more wildfire smoke to the state. Research shows indoor air quality improves long-term outcomes for children, both physically and behaviorally. Better air quality systems are also expected to save child care centers money by increasing energy efficiency. The grants would allow centers to buy portable air cleaners, retrofit or replace HVAC systems, or install a new HVAC system. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more news online at cpr.org and krcc.org. It's 2:06.